Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Celebrate our God-given freedom and faith while honoring our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com.
Hi, I'm Sister Geraldine Schmidt, and you're listening to Musings of a Catholic Evangelist. So some time ago, I was doing a presentation in front of a whole bunch of teachers and catechists. And after my presentation, I opened up to a Q&A. And one of the educators in the room asked me this question, and I'm going to quote it. If we educators and catechists are preparing our students for jobs and vocations that don't exist today, what's important for them to know? I took a breath and a prayer of the Holy Spirit, and I came up with five ideas, and I'd like to share them, that I really think that these five are more important than modern arithmetic and writing and reading, which was like part of education for 100 years. First one. Christ. So at a very high level, because we can talk about Christ for hours, at a very, very high level, through our baptism, the priest or deacon who baptized us claimed us for Christ. Do we own that? We've been blessed and consecrated for him. Do we know him as a personal friend? As a personal friend, do we spend time with him as we would hang with any friend that we would have? And how do you hang with Christ? Well, I strongly suggest searching Lectio Divina, spending time deep in the Word, how the Word resonates with your own heart, with Scripture, spending time in adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the Eucharist, and going to Mass. Not just going and like deadening yourself and just like sit there with your eyes open and your mouth shut and your ear shut, but being involved in Mass. Because when you're involved in liturgy, you become involved with Christ. So number one, Christ. Two, creativity. It's amazing to think and to ponder that we are created in the image and likeness of Christ. So what did God do? Create the universe. And because we're made in that image, we're also made to be creative. Now, I'm not talking about like an artist creative like a Rembrandt or a Michelangelo. Think about this. If you're a homemaker and you sit down and make a delicious meal and you didn't have one or two ingredients and you just like kind of fudged it, you're being creative by putting on a delicious meal with something else. Or better yet, you know, if you work on cars and a car is broken and you have no idea why it's broken and you figure it out, you're being creative. Or you're playing football. I mean, we see that on television. A quarterback throws this football to a receiver going like 30 miles an hour, and the quarterback's on the 10-yard line and the receiver grabs the ball, the third touchdown. That moment is being creative. Being creative is using your gifts and talents. Not to betterment for you, personally, but to betterment of society. Think about that. Third one, collaboration. Think about it this way. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, is a communion of individuals. They have to collaborate. They collaborate in love. And when the Father collaborates with the Son and the Son collaborates with the Father, that collaboration, that love, generates the Holy Spirit. So collaboration is part of who we are. We're not made to be islands. We're made to publicly praise God. We're better if we work together. We're better when we share with one another. Fourth one, critical thinking. I mean, fake news is rampant in today's society. Why do we believe everything that you hear? It must be true. It's on Facebook. Come on. Critical thinking gives us the ability to know what's right and what's wrong and what's not. It's the importance of the word. Why should you believe me? Why should I believe what I hear? Critical thinking. And the last one, communication. The importance of words, communication. I think words have become cheap in a Twitter, Snapchat society. Think about that God said one word, and that word was Jesus. And that word was incarnated. That word walked the face of the earth. Can you imagine if every one of our words that we speak, every single one of our words that we speak became a human being? Some nasty people would be walking the face of the earth. Think about that next time you want to be tempted to say unkind words. But besides words that's spoken, think of the power of silence. Silence and tiny whispers is how God speaks to us. So yes, use words to praise. But in order for us to truly listen to how God speaks to us, we have to be quiet. That means unplug. That means stop downloading podcasts and listen to the tiny word that God speaks to you. So, going back, five things: Christ, creativity, collaboration, critical thinking, and communication. And I bet you can think of much more of the critical, important things that people need to know, children need to know today. Share. And you're listening to Sister Geraldine, Musings of a Catholic Evangelist.
This is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com, for faith, fellowship, and love.